Upset, it's probably still in the pipe. I'll have it out for you in a minute. I got my toolkit.
Toolkit? You mean that brown paper bag with a hammer and a screwdriver?
What are you talking about? I got more tools than that. See, I got pliers too.
George, why don't we call maintenance?
Look, Weezy, they take too damn long to show up.
But you don't know anything about
plumbing. Trust me, Weezy, I'll have your ring out of here before you can count to 100.
Okay, George. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Counting too fast.
Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi, Helen. Come on in.
What's that?
George, I dropped my wedding ring down the sink.
And George is so mad he's hitting his head against the wall?
No, but he might as well, as much as he knows about plumbing. George, what in the world?
I gotta loosen up the pipe so I can unscrew with these.
Those pliers won't be much help.
What you need is a wrench.
What you need is a plumber.
What I need is some peace and quiet. Weezy, would you mind moving to another room? Or would you mind moving to another city?
My mother dropped her ring down the sink once, and my father got it out with a clothes hanger.
A clothes hanger? Oh. Okay, Weezy. Don't touch anything. I'll be right back.
I'd better call maintenance.
How'd you manage to drop your ring down the sink?
Well, I usually take it off before I do the dishes because it's loose. But I... yes? This is Louise Jefferson in 12D. I need to get a ring out of my kitchen sink. What? Cleanser? Not that kind of ring. It's my wedding ring. Yes. Okay, thanks. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. I just dropped by to tell you that it's official now. Tom has decided to go into business for himself.
Oh, that's great, Helen.
He's down at the bank right now arranging a loan.
Guess what, George? Tom's starting his own business.
What's he gonna do? Train zebras?
He's opening his own publishing house.
Isn't that exciting?
No. Hey, how the hell did your father do that?
You're supposed to straighten the clothes hanger.
Well, why do you say that?
Oh, I hope that's maintenance.
Maintenance? Weezy, why did you call them?
Because I want my ring.
I'm gonna get your ring.
I hardly think you're cut out for plumbing.
I think Louise is wrong.
Oh, you do, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're the only one I know who can get under the sink without bending.
Mr. Bentley, it's you.
Hi, Mrs. Jane. I'm preparing a special stew for dinner, and I need some time. Would you?
Oh, come in, and I'll check my spice rack.
Hi, Mrs. Willis.
Hi, Mr. Bentley.
Should I tell Mr. Bentley the news?
Oh, I've already heard.
You did?
Yes, it's a shame, isn't it? But I understand he'll be out of the hospital in a couple of days.
Tom's in the hospital?
Oh, my goodness, is he? So is Mr. Krebs in 10C. That's who I was talking about.
But we were talking about Tom Willis.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Nothing's wrong with him.
Then why is he in the hospital?
He's not in the hospital.
Oh, but if something's wrong with him, he ought to be.
We are getting a little mixed up here. What did you hear about Mr. Krebs?
He was standing in front of the building when a car backed over his foot.
Oh, poor Mr. Krebs.
Yes, and poor Mrs. Krebs.
Well, what happened to her?
He punched her. She was driving the car.
Hey, Weezy, is that the guy? Oh, Bentley, it's you.
Hi, Mr. J. I came to see if you had some time.
Time for what?
For my stew.
No, thanks, Bentley. I'm not hungry right now.
George, Mr. Bentley is talking about the kind of herb you use for cooking. I'll go see if you have some.
This damn hanger didn't work. What a dumb idea.
Oh, are you having a problem?
Louise dropped her wedding ring down the kitchen sink.
Oh, dear me. I've got a pipe wrench. Would you like me to go and get it for you?
Hey, yeah, Bentley, that's just what I need.
I'll be right back. And I'm glad to hear that Tom is feeling better.
He was never sick. He's starting his own company.
Oh, marvelous. He's going to be an entrepreneur.
No, he's going to be a publisher.
Oh. Tell Mr. Willis I said congratulations.
So, he's going to quit his job and start his own business, huh?
Yes, he's been wanting to start his own company for a long time now, but he had to wait until he found a good book.
Oh, why didn't he just go to the library?
It's a manuscript that Pelham and five other publishers turned down, but Tom's sure it's going to be a hit.
Uh-huh. Well, I can tell you one thing, ain't going to be no hit. Tom's business.
George, for your information, Tom has a very detailed business plan. He's going to start by specializing in those how-to books.
Oh, maybe we can get you a book on how to pick a husband.
Very funny.
Or maybe you can write a book for him on how to be a nosy neighbor. Or maybe he can write his own book on how to be a honky pain in the ass.
Listen, you don't need a how-to book. You're a self-made idiot.
You calling me an idiot?
No, I'm calling you a stupid little narrow-minded fool.
Get out! I'm not even that woman. Look, Weezy, don't you let that Helen Willis in this apartment again until she apologizes to me.
What did you do now?
I didn't do nothing. She just ain't got no sense of humor.
Come on, George. What did you say to Helen?
Well, I just told her I thought it was wrong for Tom to be printing a book that the other publishers turned down. I mean, it's kind of dumb taking something nobody else wants.
That's what everybody said when I married you.
See? I got a sense of humor. I can appreciate a good joke.
I wasn't joking.
Oh, Tom. When'd you get home?
A few minutes ago. Where were you?
At the Jeffersons. Ugh. That George Jefferson makes me so mad.
Well, George makes everybody mad. Here, I got some champagne to celebrate.
Good. I could use a drink.
You know, it isn't every wife who'd go along with her husband when he decides to quit his job and start his own business.
It's not every wife who has a husband as talented as you.
True, true.
Nor as modest as you.
Oh. Well, here's to the boss's wife.
I'll drink to that.
Let's have a little music. Mrs. Boss, may I have this dance?
I'd love to. I guess you raised the money for your company?
Almost. All I have to do is get a cosigner.
Cosigner?
Yes, the bank wouldn't lend me the money because I didn't have enough collateral. But they said if I got a cosigner, it would be no problem.
But I thought that...
Don't worry, Helen. I have it all figured out.
That's good.
I'll just ask George.
You what?
Well, he won't mind.
But I do. I think the idea stinks.
Oh, do you have a better one?
Why, yes. You can borrow the money from my father.
Your father? Well, Helen, that's out of the question.
Why?
Because he hates me.
But he offered you money before.
Yes, he offered me $1,000 not to marry.
But Tom!
Oh, no, I don't want to hear any more about it. I will not crawl to your father.
No, you'd rather crawl to George Jefferson.
Oh, Daddy, how may I stop by to say congratulations?
Thank you. I'm not crawling to anyone.
What?
Look, I do not want you asking favors of George Jefferson.
Oh, come on, Helen. You're acting as if George was some kind of ogre.
Well, he is. Why, ever since we've known him, he's done nothing but call us names.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's just George. He calls everybody names.
That's true.
He does not call everybody Mr. and Mrs. Salt and Pepper.
That's true.
Jenny.
Nor a dumb, ugly horse's behind.
Oh, Helen, I'm sure George was just teasing you.
Me, that's what he called you.
Me with a little, oh, well, I've been called a lot worse than that.
And he's always referring to you as a honky.
Well, I am a honky.
And he calls your own daughter a zebra.
Helen.
Hey, somebody tell me what's going on.
I thought your father had more pride than to borrow money from a man like George Jefferson.
Look, what would you rather have me do? Borrow the money from George or forget the whole business?
Well,
forget the whole business.
Well, I'm not going to forget it, so forget it. And if you want me, I'll be downstairs talking to George.
In that case, you can forget about talking to me.
Well, that's fine with me because you're impossible to talk to.
I thought I was coming over here to celebrate.
You want to celebrate? Here, drink to your father's new business, foot kissing.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, George?
Of course I know what I'm doing.
That's what you said on our honeymoon.
Come on, you turkey. Get off of there.
Oh, George, what happened?
Oh, I hurt my foot. Give me a towel.
Oh.
Not for my foot, for my shirt.
You hurt your shirt?
Oh, what do you want with this?
Oh, I understand. Helen told you about me starting my own business.
Oh, yeah. And we're really happy for you, Tom. What are you calling your company?
I'm naming it after myself.
Honky Publications.
George!
Give me a dry shirt.
Yowza, massa.
George, may I have a word with you?
Sure. I hope it's goodbye.
I just love your sense of humor. But seriously, George, you know, I've always admired you for your business abilities.
Oh, you have?
Sure, well, just look at you. You're a big success.
Yeah, well.
And you made it happen because you have what it takes. You got
brains.
No. I mean, yes. But more important, you've got guts.
That's right.
Because you're not afraid to take a risk.
That's right.
Oh, you're not afraid to give someone a helping hand when he asks for it.
Damn right.
Oh, thanks, George. I knew I could count on you. Oh,
hey, hey.
Boy.
What's going on?
George said he'd co-sign for my loan.
Well, you know how to get so... Loan? What loan?
Well, the loan I need to start my company. Here. All you have to do is co-sign.
No way.
What?
Why should I co-sign for somebody who comes to my house and insults me?
I didn't insult you.
No, you didn't, but your wife did, and until she apologizes...
Apologizes? George, you started that argument with Helen.
Right, and I'm finishing it. Bye, Willis.
George, I'm sure Helen didn't mean what she said. What did she say?
She called me a stupid little narrow-minded fool.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's sorry.
George, why don't you help Tom get the money he needs? He's a responsible person.
I know he's a responsible person. That's why he's responsible for what his wife said to me.
Okay, George, if Helen apologizes, will you co-sign for the loan?
Yeah, okay. If she comes down and apologizes for calling me a stupid, narrow-minded fool.
Stupid little narrow-minded fool.
What?
Oh, that's what she said, not me. Excuse me, Louise. I have to go talk to Helen.
George, I don't think that's right.
Look, Weezy, this has got to be the right pipe.
I mean, making Helen apologize to you before you co-sign.
Look, Weezy, that's the way business works. If somebody wants something from you, they gotta pay what you're asking. Oh, I think I got it loosed.
Well, I don't think it's right. And if I... What? Oh, George, maybe it's not in there.
Say what?
I'm not sure I dropped it down the drain.
What the hell you mean you're not sure? You were sure before?
George, I wasn't sure. I could have left it somewhere else. Or maybe I forgot and put it in my apron before I washed the dishes. Sucks, it could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah? Well, I ain't been breaking my tail just anywhere for the last hour. If it ain't here, you're going to be putting this stuff back together yourself.
Oh, but George...
Weezy, I just about got this drain pipe off. Hey! Got
it! Oh, that's wonderful.
I told you I knew what I was doing.
No.
But Helen.
I said no. Me apologize to Little Big Mouth, no way.
But Helen, we just need his signature.
We don't need a thing from that turkey.
Oh, come on, Helen. George isn't such a bad guy.
Since when?
Since Daddy found out he needed a co-signer for the loan. Oh, hi, Ralph.
Hello, Jenny. There you are, Mr. Willis, sir. This was just delivered for you.
Oh, my stationery. Thanks, Ralph. Oh, look at that letterhead, Jenny. Pretty impressive, huh? Thomas H. Willis and Company.
Thomas H. Crawler and Company.
You bet it's impressive, sir. And you can be sure that I'll see that all of your business mail will be delivered right to you as soon as it arrives.
Thank you, Ralph.
Of course, if Mr. Whittendale should find out you're using this address for a business, he might not approve.
Here, Ralph.
Why, thank you, Mr. Willis, sir. I'm sure Mr. Whittendale will never find out.
Fine.
I just hope I'll be able to show all of your clients up here. You know, sometimes I'm in other parts of the building and...
Ralph, if I keep tipping you, I won't have enough money left to start my business.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. Good point. Well taken. Save some up. Good luck, sir.
Now, Helen.
Oh, Tom... I don't understand how you can ask me to do this.
Can't you understand how important starting this company is for me? This is my big chance to be my own man.
Then be your own man, but you won't be mine.
Oh, Mama.
Stay out of this, Jenny.
Don't talk to my daughter like that. She can say what she thinks. Go on, Jenny.
You and Daddy, you should discuss this rationally.
Right.
I think Daddy is wrong.
Stay out of this, Jenny.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Tom?
You know, Helen, you're being very small about this.
Me? You're the one who's being small, asking me to tell George I'm sorry.
You don't have to mean it, you just have to say it.
Now you're asking me to lie?
No, I'm telling you to lie.
Telling me? Well, now I'll tell you something.
What?
Don't wait up for me.
Where are you going?
Out.
Out where?
Out there.
Helen! Damn.
Daddy?
What do you want?
Telephone's for you.
Hello, who is this? Oh, hello, Larry. How are things? What? Wait a minute, I thought we had a deal. Well, yes, but wait. Yes, I understand. Goodbye.
What's wrong, Daddy?
That was Larry Coleman.
Oh, the author of your first book, right?
Wrong. It's not going to be my first book.
You're not going to publish it?
No, Lafayette Publishing is.
What, Lafayette Publishing?
Yes, they read a copy of the manuscript and they loved it. They made Larry's agent a huge offer and he accepted.
Oh, what a fink!
Yes, some people will do anything for money. Well, there goes Thomas H. Willis and Company.
Oh, Daddy, don't do that.
Why? I won't be needing this.
Well, maybe not now, but other books will come along. You'll start your own company another time.
But I was counting on starting it now. I may never get another chance like this.
Daddy, yes, you will. Hey, you remember when I was little? One day, you came home from work all excited because you'd seen a beautiful house that was for sale on Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
And you told the owner that you'd bring Mama back to see it.
Oh, Jenny.
But when the owner saw that you and Mama were a mixed couple, they changed their minds about selling that house.
I felt as if I'd been run over by a bulldozer.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like now. But within 2 years, we'd moved into a bigger house in a better neighborhood.
Message received. Thank you, Jenny. Well, I'd better go tell George to forget about co-signing for the loan, and then I'm going to look for your mother.
Well, I'll be leaving soon, too.
You're a good daughter, Jenny.
Look who I take after.
True. True.
And I apologize for calling you a stupid little narrow-minded fool.
I apologize for calling you a stupid little narrow-minded fool.
Oh, I'm going to start minding my own business, and I promise to stop being a nosy busybody.
George!
Oh, that's right, Weezy. She can't help that.
All right. Here we go.
Now your big fat husband can get his big fat loan.
Thank you, George.
Happy to do it.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, Louise. Why, Helen, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought about it, and I decided to come down and apologize to George. Here, Tom. Good luck with your new business.
No, Helen, I can't accept it.
But, Tom, you...
And furthermore, you shouldn't have apologized to George.
What? You told me...
Never apologize when you're right.
Right? She called me a stupid little narrow-minded fool.
Well?
Listen...
And I don't need a fool to help me start my business.
Oh, Tom, that business means so much to you.
But, Helen, what kind of man do you think I am?
A wonderful man.
Oh, thank you. But after all, what kind of man would put his business before his marriage?
One about 5'6" and 140 pounds.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Oh, that fight didn't last long.
That's because I'm married to such a sweet man.
Yes, and a brave one. He didn't even cry when he found out his book deal fell through.
Fell through?
Uh-huh. Oh, didn't you hear about it? That Mr. Coleman...
Jenny, dear, don't you think you'd better be going? It's getting late.
It's only about 5:30.
I know, but you look a little pale.
Of course she does. She's your daughter.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Oh, well, good night.
So, the deal fell through, huh?
Now, Helen, let me explain. You see...
And you were doing it just for me, huh?
No. I mean, yes.
Do you mean?
Yes.
I apologize to this man. When all the time you knew that you had not done any deal in the first place, Tom.
Mrs. J. I just wanted to return this.
Oh, you didn't have to bring it back so soon.
Oh, yes, I did. I don't like living on borrowed time.
I'll get your pipe wrench for you.
Thank you. Did Mr. J get your ring out of the sink?
Oh, it wasn't in the sink. It was in my apron.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.